Much colder air arriving during the early to middle part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey makes history, becoming the first Republican woman elected governor. Ivey came in with 60% of the vote. Democratic challenger Walt Maddox had 40% of the vote. Republican Secretary of State John Merrill has won a second term. He wins out over Democrat Heather Milam, 61% to 39%. And Republican State Auditor Jim Ziegler has also won a second term. He beat Democrat Miranda Joseph by a margin of 61% to 39%. In the Attorney General's race, incumbent Republican Steve Marshall defeated Joseph Siegelman 59% to 41%. In the race for Lieutenant Governor, Republican Will Ainsworth defeated Democrat Will Boyd. Ainsworth came out with 61% to Boyd's 39%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Acceptance Insurance and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accepted. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Battle for control of Congress.
The Democrats will reclaim control of the U.S. House of Representatives, winning new power.
Of the midterm elections, Republicans are going to keep the Senate.
In Tennessee, one woman was killed when a tornado ripped her home apart. Tornadoes also reported in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
A jury finding Bangladeshi immigrant Akayed Ullah guilty of federal terrorism charges. He was caught in December detonating a bomb strapped to his body at the height of New York City's rush hour.
Chris Watts pleading guilty to murdering his pregnant wife and two young daughters, leaving their bodies in this Colorado oil field.
The body of Army National Guard Major Brent Taylor returned to U.S. soil.
The man suspected of sending more than a dozen pipe bombs to critics of President Trump was ordered held without bail in his first appearance in a New York federal court.
Duncan Hines recalling nearly 2.5 million boxes of cake mix because of possible salmonella contamination.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. 272-9228. First time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in. For the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, any caller is eligible for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Anything you put in it, up to a value of $60. Just heard back from Bradley Byrne. He said that he, I asked him how he felt about it, and he said sad was his answer, talking about Jeff Sessions. Let's listen to White House report on the Sessions situation.
The Attorney General of the United States has submitted his letter of resignation, and Matt Whitaker, who is the current chief of staff to Jeff Sessions, is going to be the acting Attorney General. We understand that the president asked for Sessions' resignation this morning before he came out for that press conference. The letter from Jeff Sessions starts off saying, in response to your request from this morning, I hereby submit my resignation. We have not confirmed yet whether or not Matt Whitaker, who was the former U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa and was a candidate for Senate in Iowa in 2014, will take over the Mueller investigation or not. But that is something that we have heard. The president talked about in the past, Whitaker maybe taking over from, was it Rosenstein, or taking over in some capacity. We don't know exactly where the Russia investigation is going to fall, if it's going to stay with the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, or if Whitaker will take it over. But the headline, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has submitted his resignation to President Trump. And President Trump, we understand, has accepted his resignation. Not only did he accept it, but earlier today, before that lengthy and sometimes crazy press conference, he requested it. So this is the first shoe to drop in changes in the cabinet here as we come out of the midterm elections. The president has said that he is happy with most of his cabinet, but that he did want to make some changes. So this is the first one. This was widely anticipated. We expected that Sessions wouldn't last long after the midterm elections. We didn't think it would be a matter of hours, but now we know that Jeff Sessions will exit the Department of Justice, and that for the interim, Matt Whitaker, his chief of staff, will be the acting attorney general, and likely more changes to come as well, Dana.
John, this reminds me of 2006, the day after the midterms, President George W. Bush asking for Rumsfeld's resignation. And that was supposed to be a big change. I do have a question for you. You were in the press conference earlier. It was wide ranging. I watched almost all of it. At some point, did anybody ask President Trump if he expected or had asked for the Attorney General's resignation?
No. I mean, it was talked about in generalities, kind of what he plans to do with Sessions. He said, ask me that. I'll have more to say about that at a later time. I expect a later time has arrived.
Right.
So now we wait and see what else is coming down the pike. You know, the president has expressed privately some concerns about certain members of his cabinet.
Right.
There were some rumors that were floating around a couple of months ago that the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, may not be around long after the midterm elections, though everybody from at the Pentagon has said that they don't expect that he would resign. He would have to be taken out by the president. So
let me add something that someone has sent to me in a thought-provoking kind of way. Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself from the Mueller investigation, but also he had to back away from the FISA investigation, too. Why? Because he may have been a target that was picked up because of the FISA situation, because it was a campaign tap. So by having this new person go in and be the acting director, who is the chief of staff, that was, thought that was interesting. And that would have been Rick Dearborn, by the way, if it was, everything else had stayed the same. That would have been good for us. So now this new person is going to be able to go in and look at the FISA situation, take it out of Rosenstein's hands. And you heard them allude to the fact, and then that person to be oversight for the Mueller investigation, which I think is what's going to happen here. So this may be a little bit of a tic-tac-toe type deal, and this may pull out that Rosenstein is a black hat here. Also having this thing drop and then have the new Senate come in where you're going to be able to clear somebody through Senate confirmation, particularly if you get some of this stuff out that there was some dirty dealing by the Dems here, then there could be a lot of egg to go over a lot of faces that are out here. But under my thought-provoking friend here, that was something that kind of brought up here. So this may, and I tell you, the other thing, to have this where this did not leak one bit, and it just happened, that means it was about as inside as you can be.
Well, and it seems it's quite possible. We don't know for a fact. It's quite possible that Trump has been holding on to this letter for a while now, months.
Right. And when somebody doesn't date something, it's normally it's been written in somewhere in the past.
Right, and I guess he pulled the trigger on it today, which I suppose makes sense. And, I mean, Schumer, we heard a little bit of Chuck Schumer. He was already wise to this.
He was going, oh, no, don't mess with the Mueller investigation.
Right.
Well, if he can do it legally and not be tainted, then this, I mean, why not?
Well, and the last thing I heard about the Mueller investigation, and this has to do with a secret witness that's been on the docket in the D.C. Circuit Court, and some people think the secret witness is the president himself, and essentially that Mueller is trying to subpoena Donald Trump to come testify in front of the grand jury. And the last we heard about this subject, it was months ago before the midterms, and Giuliani saying, oh, we've created a memo, and we're going to, get that option off the table. Well, it seems there's been some court activity, and it's not clear, but people are reading in between the lines. It's very possible Mueller's might be subpoenaing Trump or trying to subpoena the president.
Yeah, but the president's going to fight it.
Right.
Otherwise, the Supreme Court, I mean, he's going to take this thing to the end.
Well, there you go.
Without a doubt. This is fascinating, folks. This is definitely will be a big news item for today, and then the speculation that will happen again. I'm impressed that none of this leaked at all, that it just happened, and it happened after this press conference. I want to know who gave whom the letter. In other words, did the letter come from the White House Communications Office to the press? Or whom? I bet that's the way it came, and I think that letter's been sitting there for a while. And only a handful of people, Kelly, Jarrett, would have known about it.
Right. To drop that right after that press conference is kind of interesting, too.
He did seem to be a little feisty there.
Yes.
Looking for a fight. I like this. I like the way this is leveling off.
Now, sources are saying Chief of Staff Kelly called Attorney General Jeff Sessions, not the president, to inform them they're using that resignation letter.
Do you want to try the Fox thing again?
I'll try.
No, well, okay, let's do this. Here's something that's kind of interesting that, as we kind of pick up through the story, that Grassley and McCollum, she did an interview with him. And I want to tell you, she's a very good interviewer. Grassley's getting a little old up there as a senior seasoned citizen, but he's going to be talking, this is going to be the setup, talking about the Kavanaugh accuser and that she's going to be talking about it, and then she's going to bring Grassley in.
Two women who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct are now facing legal problems of their own. After a lengthy inquiry, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley is asking the Department of Justice to investigate both women for possibly lying and obstructing a congressional investigation. One case involves Julie Swetnick. In a sworn statement, she accused Kavanaugh of drugging women who were then gang raped, but repeatedly contradicted aspects of her own statement in an interview.
Did you see Brett Kavanaugh, spiking the punch, putting green alcohol in the punch?
I saw him giving red Solo cups to quite a few girls during that time frame. I don't know what he did, but I saw him buy them, yes.
I would see boys standing outside of rooms, congregated together, sort of like a gauntlet, and I didn't know what was occurring.
The second involves a woman named Judy Monroe Layton, who claimed that Kavanaugh raped her. But according to investigators, she later admitted that it was, quote, just a ploy, and that she'd never met Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, of course, was confirmed, but his reputation may be forever tarnished.
Ashley and I knew this process would be challenging. We never expected that it would devolve into this. Explaining this to our daughters has been about the worst experience of our lives.
Okay, that's the setup that we had with the two folks being talked about. Now, Chuck Grassley, who's in charge of the Judiciary Committee, and it will be taken over by Lindsey Graham now, and he's going to be talking about the Kavanaugh accusers and what he wants to do here.
You know, a lot of people would ask, this is behind us now. So what's the point in continuing to pursue the claims of these two women? What would you tell them?
We have to be able to make it very clear to the entire public that lying to Congress is a felony on a couple sections of our code, and we want to make sure that the process, not only of confirming Supreme Court justices, but of course almost anything where you want to take testimony from the general public, that you want to know that it's truthful.
Yeah.
And because every one of these things that come in, whether it's anonymous or whether there's a name connected with it, it takes a lot of hours for staff to follow up to see if it's legitimate. And we want to discourage coming to Congress with information that not only hurts individuals, but is outright wrong. And you spend a lot of resources of the federal government to follow up on it. And so we want to discourage that. And that's why we have urged the FBI and the Justice Department to follow up to see if prosecution's legitimate. Congress can't prosecute, but we can suggest things that are wrong. And we have a responsibility to turn over to the proper law enforcement people when we know that a crime may have been committed.
News on 93.1 FM. We're going to take a shot at trying to get this Catherine Harris story up on Jeff Sessions. We're going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Trying to load in the Attorney General session story that Catherine Harris did. Tell me when you're ready to begin.
While this is loading up, Fox News was alerted to Matt Whitaker. He's going to be the one tapped to take over as the acting Attorney General, as the Attorney General of the United States. Before Whitaker became the DOJ's Chief of Staff, he gave an interview with CNN in July of 2017, and he suggested that you could have a recess appointment. AG of Sessions is asked to resign. That recess appointment, AG wouldn't fire Bob Mueller by any means, but he could defang the Mueller investigation by reducing the budget. These are comments made by Whitaker, who's been tapped to take over for Sessions, before he was Chief of Staff of the DOJ, to CNN in July 2017.
Do you think we'll see that tape sometime between now and tonight?
Just a few times.
This may be one of those kind of crazy trickery type things.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's listen to Catherine Harris give us the story here.
I have the letter right here. It's a single page, and it dovetails with what we learned earlier today, that the president requested the resignation of the Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Join me because I'm going to read it now for the first time as I read it to you. At your request, I am submitting my resignation, the Attorney General writes. Since the day I was honored to be sworn in as Attorney General of the United States, I came to work at the Department of Justice every day determined to do my duty and serve my country. I have done so to the best of my ability, working to support the fundamental legal processes that are the foundation of justice. He continues, the team we assembled embraced your directive to be a law and order Department of Justice. We prosecuted the largest number of violent offenders and firearm defendants in our country's history. We took on transnational gangs that are bringing violence and death across our borders and protected national security. We did our part to restore immigration enforcement. We targeted the opioid epidemic by prosecuting doctors, pharmacists, and anyone else who contributes to this crisis with new law enforcement tools and determination. And we have seen results. After 2 years of rising violent crime and homicides prior to this administration, those trends have reversed thanks to the hard work of our prosecutors and law enforcement around the country. The Attorney General continues, I am particularly grateful to the fabulous men and women in law enforcement all over this country with whom I have served. I have had no greater honor than to serve alongside them. As I have said many times, they have my thanks, and I will always have their backs. Most importantly, in my time as Attorney General, we have restored and upheld the rule of law, a glorious tradition that each of us has a responsibility to safeguard. We have operated with integrity and have lawfully and aggressively advanced the policy agenda of this administration. And then he concludes on a personal note. I have been honored to serve as Attorney General and have worked to implement the law enforcement agenda based on the rule of law that formed a central part of your campaign for the presidency. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. President. It's signed Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So this letter was requested this morning, drafted within the last few hours, and then provided to the White House. Mm-hmm. Just for some context, Dana, And forgive me if this goes over some ground that you already heard from John Roberts,
no,
but I was just getting dialed in. What I heard from my contacts is that there was going to be no movement on any changes to leadership at the Justice Department until after the midterms. And the swiftness with which action would be taken would partially be a reflection of how significantly the Republicans had expanded the majority in the Senate. And you know why that is, because this gives the president greater latitude to get confirmed the nominee of his choice. So with that expansion, it now seems that the administration has moved quickly to replace the attorney general. The question then becomes, what does that mean for his deputy, Rod Rosenstein? I know through my contacts on the Hill that there was some concern that if the president chose to terminate Rod Rosenstein, this would be interpreted as obstruction of justice with the Russia investigation. Under this scenario, by replacing the attorney general, he has the ability to appoint someone who, after an ethics review, may not be found to have any conflict in any Russia collusion investigation and could then take over
from
the probe and its oversight.
Yeah, so if he, if Whitaker takes over the probe, then that would not be obstruction. Then that would just take it out of the hands of Rosenstein, and it would be in the acting AG's hands. Then the acting AG can, as a recess appointment, can come in with the new Senate and be confirmed. This seems to have some thought behind it, that somebody's really kind of gotten through with this whole thing. Now, the Dems and Eric Holder is going crazy here. And now they realize that this thing may get unleashed on them of everything that was going on during Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch's time. And this is going to make some people really scared. And the question would be, how scared is Rosenstein? Because if Rosenstein's scared, then I would say he's a black hat.
Yes, sir.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
People try to put us to death. Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Don't try to dig what we all say.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a 5-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the
power to make things better. Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's not concerned that Democrats, who will soon control the House, will intensify investigations into his campaign and administration.
They can play that game, but we can play it better.
The president saying if Democrats hit his administration with subpoenas, he'll respond in kind, bringing the government to a halt. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the fight over Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh helped Republicans yesterday.
It's noteworthy that the one Democrat in a red state who survived voted for it. Kavanaugh, Joe Manchin.
Kavanaugh was confirmed last month after accusations of sexual assault. A Nevada brothel owner and reality TV star defeated his Democratic opponent in yesterday's midterm election, despite the fact he died last month. Dennis Hoff was running for a state legislative district. County officials will now appoint a Republican to take his place in the assembly. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru. Rich
Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. A series of disturbances moving through will keep us wet at times from now through Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around from time to time today. High 74. Tonight's low 60. Tomorrow, cloudy. Risk of more showers and storms here and there. High temperature around 71. On Friday, a high temperature near 70. Showers and thunderstorms are likely as a cold front slices through the state. Much cooler air follows over the upcoming weekend with a high near 60 on Saturday, near 40 on Saturday night, and a slice of even much colder air arriving during the early to middle part of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This is where we are. Question, comment, viewpoint. Jeff Sessions has left, and Whitaker has been now sworn in. And Schumer is beside himself. He's, because as Joey pointed out, one of the things that Whitaker said that could happen is the Attorney General could start turning off the spigots for money for the Mueller investigation. And but the main thing is that he can have oversight of it. So therefore, he'll have oversight and take it out of the hands of Rosenstein and keep him kind of contained there. Let's go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, this is an alert to Joey and Red Top. With Sessions leaving, marijuana stocks on CNBC are skyrocketing. And with the election of the Democrats, healthcare stocks are jumping like crazy, and also drug company stocks. But I kind of find that ironic a little bit, because drug companies, you know, that's the been the target of Pelosi.
Well, the concept is that with Jeff Sessions not being there, that is leaning more towards that the Department of Justice is not is basically going to drop the whole marijuana thing.
Yes. Yeah, and Utah, I think, putting it into make legalizing it.
Well, no, they did medical marijuana. Now that's different.
Yes, sir. And but they do have some very good stocks of medical marijuana and also the injectables. You know, but I thought that was kind of ironic that the way the markets took the news of Sessions leaving, reacting that way with that particular stock.
He has said on many an occasion he was always the one pushing the marijuana stuff and saying we're going to enforce that, and then Trump has been kind of opposite of that. And there's some people that are kind of more in my camp that the medical marijuana issue and the cannabis oil, that just makes sense to me, so long as it's not abused, so long as you have some controls over it.
Yes, one thing that it's kind of ironic, the fact that are going with, pre-existing conditions, and Pelosi celebrates that in her speech last night, saluting and cheering for pre-existing conditions. But it's crazy that the whole country will fall prey to that narrative, that they think the Democrats are really going to be good for health care when they wrecked the health care. They, doubled and tripled the premiums and sent drug stocks companies, the price of drugs, out of sight. You know, when he put an $80 billion tax on all the manufacturers and raising prescription prices out of sight.
Well, the thing is, what Pelosi is talking about just won't work, because if you are not required to buy insurance and then you get some disease and you can go buy insurance, then why buy insurance? Because if you get a disease, you just buy it when you get the disease. That's why it didn't work during Obama times.
Yes, sir. But she's fooling a lot of people all the time.
Well, and what the Republicans had come up with, which were risk pools by the states and funding and help for the by the federal government, that was a great way of doing it, and it would have worked out really well. But they just couldn't pull it off.
Yes, sir. Dan, I waited to submit my name for the Sweet Creek until I could go out a couple of times because I felt I needed to go out a few times before I resubmitted my name. So if I could put it back in.
Absolutely, James. Give me your month and day of birth.
12/23.
You got it. You're in. We're going to do that drawing on Friday.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Trying to read and do a radio show at the same time.
What's interesting, and I'm sort of getting my bearings around Sessions firing, is, you know, you get angles like the one James just shared. And I'm now looking at social media reactions mm-hmm. to this. And this is from Republicans, conservatives I know, of course, liberals I know, and libertarians I know. And what's interesting is there are a lot of people who are like, the drugs just won the drug war on Jeff Sessions. You know, flippant comments like that. Sessions is not popular in the libertarian and on the left. And then even conservatives are now going, well, Sessions didn't have Trump's back. Jeff Sessions kind of, unless you know him, and you know, I think, grew up
he's
with
a by-the-book guy.
Right. And there was a great piece, actually, in, of all places, Time Magazine, about how he's a literal Boy Scout. Now, he almost got lost because he followed and looked for this dog this one time. And they're kind of making a not-so-hidden analogy of the dog was President Trump. But what's funny is that other than just that, the Democrats, though they should be, like, policy-wise, oh, Jeff Sessions is out, great, they're all up in arms. Because Jeff Sessions, recusing himself from the Mueller investigation, made sure all the pieces on the board were known. Having Whitaker come in now, you have no idea what the next move's going to be.
Which makes me think that Rosenstein is a black hat.
Mm-hmm. And just so the reaction's all over the map.
It really is. I mean, Schumer and the Eric Holder thing spoke volumes to me that Whitaker's going to get there, and they're going to unleash this thing. They're going to open up these files and declassify this stuff or get it out into the public domain. And I think there are going to be some people really embarrassed by this, and there are, a lot of them are going to have D's by their name or have been major players in the Obama administration. That's not going to be good. Mo Brooks weighed in on this and says, it was only a matter of time on Jeff Sessions. Will he run against Doug Jones, is what he asked me. I said, that's the speculation here for sure. Haven't heard back from him from that piece. I haven't heard back from Martha either, but we will see in the fullness of proverbial time. The Dems really are going nuts on this in an attempt to impede and obstruct the end of the Mueller investigation. I love how they always have got the end result in there versus this may be a way that they're going to unmask some stuff that you guys haven't been actually doing very well and haven't been sharing. So this could have some real interesting pieces to it. Let's do this. Let's pick up that second piece of Grassley talking about Kavanaugh. No, we already went there.
I would ask, this is behind us now. So what's the point in continuing to pursue the claims of these two women? What would you tell them?
We have to be able to make it very clear to the entire public that lying to Congress is a felony. On a couple sections of our code, and we want to make sure that the process, not only of confirming Supreme Court justices, but of course almost anything where you want to take testimony from the general public, that you want to know that it's truthful. Yeah. And because every one of these things that come in, whether it's anonymous or whether there's a name connected with it, it takes a lot of hours for staff to follow up to see if it's legitimate. And we want to discourage coming to Congress with information that not only hurts individuals, but is outright wrong. And you spend a lot of resources of the federal government to follow up on it. And so we want to discourage that. And that's why we have urged the FBI and the Justice Department to follow up to see if prosecution is legitimate. Congress can't prosecute, but we can suggest things that are wrong. And we have a responsibility to turn over to the proper law enforcement people when we know that a crime may have been committed.
We're going to get back to Grassley's comments here. Let me kind of give you another little piece of the puzzle here that's as being discussed and reading my text here. Okay, so Whitaker is now in charge of everything. He's been sworn in. Jeff Sessions has left the building. He's in charge of the Russia investigation. He is taking that over from Rosenstein. Now, the concept was if Trump had fired Rosenstein, then that would be considered an obstruction of justice because he was trying to stop the Mueller investigation from having a reporting factor. Well, Mueller's still going to have a reporting factor. It's going to be to Whitaker, who will be the acting attorney general. And so that's going to kind of take that argument away. And then he's going to be able to know what's going on. The question is, then, is he in some way prevented from sharing any information with the President of the United States? Also, does Whitaker have the power then to undo and untie the FISA warrants, the IG investigation, and other things like that? And then have oversight, and then get that out there. Now, Mueller has said if you're releasing the FISA stuff, that's basically an obstruction of justice. Would it be, if it's Whitaker, the Department of Justice person, versus the President of the United States? But even if the Department of Justice, the acting AG, makes a recommendation to the president, is that an obstruction of justice? Now, there's a lot of speculation of what's going on with Rosenstein. And he is headed to the White House at 4 p.m. today. So that's in 15 minutes to see what happens here.
This is a previously scheduled meeting, the one that he has regularly with the White House.
This is the chat stuff,
yes,
that they've been doing.
They do it every week.
And if that is the case, and, you know, Rosenstein basically said he's the one who talked Trump out of doing the FISA documents. We believe that he has seen the FISA documents from just kind of the way the talk has been. But this is going to be interesting to see, because Dan Bongino speculated that if if the Democrats take over the House, that they were going to release the documents. You remember him saying that, that interview that we did? And so that's going to be kind of an interesting little piece here. I also want to see, what does Rosenstein look like when he comes out of the meeting? And I bet they hot-foot him out there on the west, entrance there.
I'm wondering, though, does an attorney general that has a better personal relationship with Donald Trump, and what they're doing is they're scaring the Democrats and Rosenstein for the time being that we could shut it down, but they don't.
Right.
But it could also be we're watching, that this attorney general will now know what Mueller's actually up to.
And then where, and again,
where's actually going?
Where does Rosenstein play into this? Is Rosenstein, is he not telling the president things because of that he may be under investigation?
Well, and if Rosenstein's a white hat, if Rosenstein's on the president's side, as much as there are sides to this, then that is one of the greatest, pun intended, Trump cards I've ever heard of.
You said Trump cards.
Indeed.
And particularly if it's not Rosenstein that pulls the trigger on this thing, but it's Whitaker that pulls the trigger on this thing in consultation with Rosenstein.
Right. They work together. It's not that Whitaker's going over Rosenstein's head. It's no. Rod Rosenstein's been there from day one. He's been the good guy carrying out this investigation, overseeing this investigation. And now Rosenstein is able to speak with the now acting attorney general. And he, now here's my findings.
The other thing is Schumer is part of the Gang of Eight. Hmm. So all the intelligence stuff that you get, that's the deep, deep stuff. That's a limited group of people here. It's the majority leader, the minority leader, the speaker, the minority leader of the House, the Intel Committee chair for House, for Republican and Democrat, both House and Senate side. So did you notice that Warner also made a statement just then? Mm-hmm. Talking about that there's nothing that should happen that should impede his words, not mine, the Mueller investigation. News 93.1. Man, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is an interesting day for sure. Rosenstein is just now showing up at the White House. Car pulled up a little while ago. They're running back the tape of it. Let me remind the audience of a couple of things here. You remember when there was this big rumor that Rosenstein was headed over to the White House to hand in his resignation, and there's all the stuff came out saying that I think I'm going to be asked to resign and type thing, and it turned out to be completely untrue, and it also turned out that it was a plant, and we believe it was McCabe that did that because he was trying to discredit Rosenstein, saying that he was going to wear the wire and all this kind of stuff, to totally fabricated stories to the best of our knowledge. Well, when somebody is targeting someone, if a black hat is targeting someone, they're normally targeting white hats. They're not targeting other black hats. So that kind of gives me a better feeling about Rosenstein. But what happens at this meeting, and I will be intrigued to watch it, watch the outcome of this. And Catherine Herridge has been like spot on these things. She's got great sources within DOJ that other outlets do not have, basically because I don't think they trust them. But Rosenstein, when this meeting concludes, and it's a normally scheduled meeting, by the way, it's not a special meeting, he didn't get called over there, and Rosenstein has been meeting with Trump on a regular basis,
yes,
weekly basis. That's another good sign. The other thing that happened here is that Rosenstein, we believe, talked Trump out of releasing the FISA warrant because of possible making London mad and making Israel mad.
Yes.
But
we can't reveal our sources, but we think the sources are Israel and Great Britain.
Right. How we did it and who did it. And it was more of egg and embarrassment than anything else.
Right.
But now that we're through all of the midterms, that does change everything. And something I commented to Joey on is that the Democrats really know how to play hardball and gotcha-type politics. The Feinstein thing and the witness and the lady coming forward and hiding the ball on that, and the other people that came forward, they're really good at the trickery-type stuff. But I think that when they get into the pro league, I think Trump knows how to do it where it's going to be a punch that is going to really do some damage versus try to do some damage. This thing seems way too calculated for all of a sudden Trump to have had a mental lapse and said, okay, let's do this now. Also, we know that John Kelly is the one that called Jeff Sessions. It was not Donald Trump. So this was obviously somewhere in the mix here. This doesn't, a letter hadn't written all of a sudden, without a date on it, that had to be there, and they're executing, in my opinion, a plan, an actual plan here. But as we say, we're going to know in the fullness of time, but I tell you that Eric Holder and the Schumer and the Warner response, that spoke volumes to me, because that was two of the Gang of Eight and a former attorney general that seemed to be very concerned that was happening.
Well, but they're concerned for the rule of law.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they were concerned about an improper process was a term that he used. In other words, you guys are going to be snooping around places you shouldn't be snooping around, and somebody's going to get hurt here. It's absolutely fascinating. Okay, so let me get back while we're reading this and doing a show at the same time. Grassley's going to be talking about that the accuser lied to Congress. And this was just a false statement that the person made, but they had cause to do it because they wanted to try to stop Kavanaugh. You haven't heard this anywhere on ABC, NBC, or CBS.
So with regard to Ms. Monroe Layton, there was a Jane Doe letter that was written about a horrific situation. In this Jane Doe letter, Jane Doe said that she was raped in the back of a car by the judge who was trying to become the next Supreme Court justice, which he ultimately did. Now, then this woman, Monroe Layton, she then called your office, as I understand it, and said, that was me. I'm the person who claimed that, and no longer a Jane Doe. What did you learn about her? What did your investigators learn about her? And what did she say once you found her?
Well, first of all, it was an anonymous letter that came from California through Senator Harris of California. Mm-hmm. And then it was anonymous at that point. And so we'd follow up, and we were able to track the name down of this lady. And following up with her, we found out that it was just a stunt on her part, and she admitted so much. But it may have been something that was funny to her at the time, or she wanted to get part of the action. She may have not liked Justice Kavanaugh, whatever reasons, I don't know. But the point is, it took a lot of time of our staff to follow up, because we have a responsibility to follow up on all that, and we've got to discourage that, and that's why she was likewise turned over to the FBI for investigation.
Okay, so here's somebody who just made it up, lied, used resources that they had to go investigate this just to try to stop the Kavanaugh hearing. Here, you can hear about potential motivation from McCollum.
She said, I did it as a way to grab attention. I was angry, so I sent it out. She said it was a tactic and a ploy and that she was opposed to the nomination. So she's saying that she didn't actually write the original letter. She just said she did because she wanted to jump on the bandwagon, as I understand it. Now, with regard to Julie Swetnick and Michael Avenatti, her attorney, we showed some of the contradictions that she pointed out in the interview that were different than the original statement that she made that was submitted to your committee. Here's what Michael Avenatti is saying about your committee pursuing this with the DOJ. He says, Chuck Grassley's partisan report is garbage. There is no evidence that my client or I did anything wrong. We are still waiting and hoping the FBI fully investigates this matter. Chuck evidently didn't have any juice, he says.
Well, first of all, he got very personal with me. You didn't read that part of it, but it kind of tells me what generally happens when lawyers don't have the facts on their side. Then they start attacking the individual. But also, he asked in one of his TV interviews, he said that he's glad to have this whole thing opened up because the facts will get out. I don't know how many more facts you can get out than 32 hours of questioning by every member of the committee, and then 1,200 questions that were put to him in writing. What other information could get out that hasn't already been asked and answered?
Guys, we're going to do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card tomorrow at the opening of the show. I promise you, with all the stuff that's kind of going on right here, we're going to have a great show tomorrow. So be good. Be
safe.
Be safe. Be back here. See, I always say, good show, Joey, first.
Right.
Instead of messing me up.
It's
there.
A crazy day. Crazy day.
Guys, be good. Be safe. But be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great. He's next. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars sponsor at this hour at the Dan Moore Show. Go see Tip Thames, David Ingram. Tell them thank you for being the Dan Moore Show sponsor. Adios.